So we started raising our beef in 2008. I've raised cattle all my life. In 2008, we bought our first Wagyu cow. We started doing embryo work, AIing, and we continued doing that through the years to the point we built up to where we have about 200 head. And so we actually raise all of our beef.
So you've clearly got a farm where you're raising a lot of this beef. Are there other facilities that you will involve in this entire market?
Yes. Yeah, so as we grow with Kobe Club, we will eventually outgrow our herd from a sales standpoint. So we will work with other farmers and ranchers that raise the Wagyu cattle. We personally have full-blood Wagyu, but we will work also with people raising half-blood Wagyu and higher. So to be in Kobe Club beef, it has to be at least 50% Wagyu, and it has to grade high enough. It has to be at least minimum prime. Our beef primarily is much higher than prime. So that's how we do that. But we will work with other ranchers and farmers as we grow.
And you have your own production facility.
Yeah, so we have our own Neal Meats Processing here in Seymour. It's a USDA plant, about a 10,000 square foot plant. We've been operating it since 2020. We became USDA in 21, and in 22, we became a permanent USDA plant. So we were able to sell beef to all 50 states, and so from our facility.
Now, I know a lot of people, especially in this area, when they're looking at food, they're going to be looking at prices. And mm-hmm. Wagyu beef is known for being very expensive.
Yeah.
What are your prices going to be looking
like? So our prices will be not much higher than McDonald's, which is hard to imagine. But in our business, because the steaks primarily pay for the animals. So as we sell the steaks, the burger has been a problem in selling it through mail order because we sell similar to like Omaha Steaks. So in doing so, we've had burger left behind, yet we've still made a profit. So the burger itself does not cost us very much because it is basically leftovers of the actual steak, yet it is still prime beef that is just in burger form. It's the greatest burger in the world. Most of it, currently all of it, comes from full-blood Wagyu. So the accompanying steaks from that same carcass may bring $93 a pound, yet a person could come in here and buy a Wagyu burger for under $8.
Now, for the people who are excited to try this beef, when will you be open, and do you have any future projects in mind?
Yeah, so we're going to open this within the next month for sure. We're almost finished with the project now. So as we move into this and open this first Kobe Club Burgers here in Seymour, then we will be looking to do other locations as we grow. Once we get all of the kinks worked out of this one. So we wanted to do this particular location 2 miles from where I live. And so it's also 2 miles from the processing plant. So there'll never be any fresher beef at a place. It's all gonna be Wagyu. We're also gonna have frozen custard and homemade French fries and pizza with Wagyu in it. We also raise mongolitsa pigs. For people that don't know what that is, that's called the cobia pork. It's from Hungary. It's some of the finest pork in the world. It's the same pork that Gordon Ramsay will use in his restaurants exclusively. We were one of the first breeders of mongolitsa in the United States, started in 2012. So we'll have mongolitsa pork available here, and we'll also have mongolitsa pork on the pizzas. So that's one of the few places in the United States that's going to have Wagyu and mongolitsa in one place at one location. And so it's going to be a treat. I hope that people in the area, you know, will research what Wagyu and mongolitsa is before they come over here so they can really appreciate what we've done. It's been a lot of hard work, obviously, many, many years of building the herds, a lot of hard work building the plants. We weren't independently wealthy when we started this. It's just all been done the old-fashioned way. We just really worked it.
And when or if things start to go really well and you guys are feeling ambitious, are there any particular directions of expansion that you have in mind?
Well, you know, I know y'all are in West Plains. We've looked at West Plains as a possible location. I think that it would be a fantastic location for us. I think that the people of West Plains would appreciate the hard work that's gone into bring this sort of meat and quality of food to the market from a family that's done it the old-fashioned way. And so I think that West Plains would be a great location because I think people there would really enjoy having fantastic food at a great price that's higher level than I think you can get anywhere in the state of Missouri, honestly.